What's the last couple of weeks been like for you? I imagine it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
I mean, it's been fun. I've enjoyed the whole process, and I'm just excited to be here now.
Right after the draft finished up, Coach said that you have some similarities in terms of your skill set, in terms of your approach, your style, to Shane Vereen. How much do you know about him and what he brings to the field, and have you had a chance to talk to him since then?
He's a great player. He's a very versatile guy, a guy that can run, catch, do it all, do special teams in the return game. So he's a guy that I can learn from.
How much have you got to speak to Shane and Steven and some of the veterans around here?
I spoke to him a little bit. Starting to mix in with him this week. So just learn from those guys and just work hard. Get ready to play.
It seems like it's a very young room at running back. What is that like? Is there a certain leadership role in there, though, that someone's taking on?
Oh, they're all going to lead by example. Some will lead vocally, some will lead by example. I'm just going to follow their lead.
Actually, you came in late, right, because of graduation. Mm. What was that experience like? Was it difficult? And then what was the acclimation process to try to catch up?
No, it wasn't difficult. I just got in my playbook, took all the things down the coach wanted me to do, and learned as fast as possible.
And what about the last 2 days since mixing in with the veterans? How's that been?
It's been good. That's the way you learn material pretty fast. You go out there and you rep it with the veterans, and you get it down pretty fast.
What are your goals and expectations over the next couple weeks with the organization activity?
Well, I'm just going to do whatever the coaches tell me, learn all the plays, and you got to know the plays in order to get on the field.
James, you have a lot of experience playing with other backs, Giovanni Bernard in high school and then Monte Ball, Wisconsin. What did those situations kind of teach you?
Oh, well, just compete, work hard, and make each other better.
Now, how did you, I guess, you know, not get frustrated by having to split carries with someone?
Just take advantage of my opportunities. You know, that's all you got to do. When you have the balls in your hands, make the most of your opportunity.
I believe situations like that have prepared you for the NFL, where obviously you're coming onto a team with several different backs.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I'm on a different level. I have to work hard and earn my respect at this level.
Oh, so talking about your versatility, how important is that to survive and thrive, and not just in the college game, but when you get to the next level?
You have to be able to do all aspects of the game as a running back, so... like I said, in order for you to get on the field, you have to be able to do all things.
Are you excited about this, nervous, or both?
a little bit of both, but just nervous because you care. So you want to go out there, work hard, learn your plays, and put the team first.
When did you actually graduate?
Okay. I didn't graduate. It's a rule that I couldn't come until my school graduated.
So. Ball security is stressed around here. Obviously, that looks at your resume is not going to be a big adjustment for you. What is the key to holding on to the football?
We've had it back around here for a few years. We've had a problem with that.
And ball security is job security. That's a quote that I've always been told.
I imagine that's kind of drilled into you at an early age. Was there a coach who made a point to say, look, hold on to the ball, or you're not going to have a job?
All my coaches have stressed that. Like I said, if the ball's in your hands, you better protect it, because that's the most important part.
Wisconsin has a pretty rich history in terms of producing running backs. You know, what are your thoughts on being part of that, the history of Wisconsin backs?
It's definitely an honor. A lot of great running backs that went through the Wisconsin system. It'd just be an honor to even be in the same sentence as guys like Ron Dame and such.
Who else besides Dame? I'm trying to think. Like, who are some of the other guys that, you know, when you were there that were talked about a lot, you know?
Yeah, Anthony Davis, Michael Bennett, Monty Ball, Brian Calhoun, a lot of guys.
Is there anything about, you know, the place or the scheme, you know, that you think sort of has produced, you know, that long list of names that you mentioned? Like, what was your take on that from your experience there?
Just guys who work hard, do anything to help the team win. Like I said, you're going to get their best effort every day.
With regards to the scheme, can you describe initially the difference in complexity going from college, even though Wisconsin kind of well prepares you for the pros, to the NFL?
It's well prepared me. I mean, there's a lot more to learn here at the next level, so you have to just kind of learn from the older guys and go out there and make the most of your reps.
We know you can catch the ball. How much were you used in pass protection?
I was used a lot. I was our main pass protector, so I think that'll help me at the next level.
What do you think, from a running back's perspective, makes for a good pass protector? Like, what are the keys you have to have to deliver in that area?
Attack the defender and move your feet and use your hands.
And I apologize if you were asked this already. What was your background like with this team before the draft? Like, had you been here before? Is this your first time?
I took a visit here, got to meet the coaching staff, kind of learned a little bit of, about their plays compared to my plays in Wisconsin. So I had a great visit getting to know the coaches.
What are your thoughts, just like as you look around, you know, the stadium, the facility, sort of envisioning this being your home here? You know?
Yeah, it's a great place. I know it's going to be a great atmosphere on game day. So I'm going to go out here and just compete, work hard, and hopefully make the team.
James, it was a nice surprise when you were talking on the phone on draft day that you have relatives here in the area. I'm from the Sun Chronicle in Attleboro, and I talked to your aunt and uncle on the phone right after you were drafted, and they were incredibly pleased by it. Have you been up here before? Have you visited them?
Yeah, I've been up here once or twice to stay with my aunt and uncle, so I'm a little familiar with the area.
I know, you know, you've played at a big stage in Madison. You know, certainly that's big-time football, so it's not like you're a kid wandering into someplace new. But is it good to have family nearby, to somebody that you can just call up and say, hey, you know, here's how things are going and all that?
Definitely. It helps a little bit. At the same time, you got to be able to mature on your own and make the responsible decisions.
Any connections with the guys in the locker room? I mean, I know rookies kind of talk, you know, through the pre-draft process, or anyone from...
Yeah, I played against a couple of the rookies here and a couple of guys on the team, so you kind of share a little bit of stories and get to know one another.
You've been asked about Shane Vereen. Did you take note before the draft of the way different teams around the league utilized their running backs, and did you see the Patriots as a potential fit?
Yeah, I saw it as a potential fit, but at the same time, you never know where you're going to go, and you just hope to hear your name called.
Sort of crazy.
Guys, let's take two more.
Sort of crazy to think that someone 5'9 would be considered undersized. You know, I'd love to be 5'9 myself, but you know, I'm just sort of curious if you take any sort of pride in being like a smaller guy that sort of, you know, competes with bigger guys, and if there's anyone in that sort of realm that you look at and say, hey, you know, small guys can be successful too.
Well, I mean, as most small guys, you probably use it as a chip on your shoulder, so as I'm saying, just use that and let it push you every single day.
When you were growing up, did you have a favorite team, a favorite players to watch?
Not really. I was a guy just like to watch the game, and I just enjoy the whole aspect of the game, playing in the physical aspect of it.
James, I jumped in. All right, guys. Can you just talk a little bit about what it's been like here so far for you?
It's been a great experience. I'm excited to get in here with the guys, learn from the older guys, and compete and work hard, and just excited to be a part of the team.